From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France tries to gather support for an attack on the Islamic State. French President François Hollande urges Russia to help create a grand coalition to defeat the militants. Mr. Hollande, on a diplomatic offensive to build a large force against the militant Islamist group, met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Thursday. Mr. Putin said Russia was ready to unite with France against their mutual enemy. However, the exchange between the two leaders was awkward due to strained relations between Russia and the West over the crisis in Ukraine and differing policies in the Middle East. Mr. Putin says the United States knew what the flight path was of the Russian jet that was shot down by Turkey last Tuesday, and Mr. Putin says the U.S. should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Meanwhile, the war of words between Turkey and Russia continues. Mr. Putin said the downing of its plane by Turkey was an act of betrayal. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told an interviewer that his country would not apologize for downing the Russian jet. Thousands of people gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. Francis arrived at the University of Nairobi on his Popemobile, driving through crowds that had waited for hours to see him. At one stop, the Pope spoke out against human trafficking.
We cannot be silent about forms of illegal trafficking which arise in situations of poverty and which in turn lead to greater poverty.
And for more on the Pope's trip, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month. The Unification Ministry in Seoul said the talks will be in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. Belgium lowered the terrorism alert in the capital Thursday, 5 days after it was raised to the highest possible level. Brussels remains on high alert, however, following a 4-day security lockdown during which schools and the commuter rail system were closed. British Prime Minister David Cameron is appealing to lawmakers in his country to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, saying it will make the country safer. Henry Ridgewell reports.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Southeast and Central European leaders have pledged closer cooperation on combating terrorism and dealing with the current refugee crisis. The pledge was made Wednesday in the Croatian capital Zagreb at an annual summit. Americans are marking Thanksgiving today with family gatherings, turkey dinners, and parades. The holiday was traditionally a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. In 1789, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 people in an attack Thursday on a village in Niger's southern border of Difa. Niger security sources said that militants arrived in the village of Gogone on foot and opened fire indiscriminately on villagers. Unidentified gunmen opened fire on worshippers inside a Shiite mosque in Bangladesh's Bogra district Thursday evening. One man was killed, three wounded. A police official says a countrywide search is underway for the attackers. The World Athletics governing body says Russia has accepted a full indefinite suspension from international competition. That follows a report alleging Russian athletes were part of a state-sponsored doping scheme. Chinese authorities have released on medical leave a 71-year-old journalist imprisoned on charges of leaking state secrets. State media reported the development Thursday, just hours after a court reduced the sentence for Gao Yu from 7 years to 5. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.